Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahar. Do you guys want to make a lot of money? You guys want to be infinitely wealthy? Do you guys want to one day buy your own space station? Well, this video isn't for you, okay? In fact, many financial gurus on the internet can't teach you that simple step, all right? Because a lot of it requires luck, hard work, and yada yada, so on and so forth. But not if you're a TikToker. Apparently, if you're a TikToker, you just believe anything on the platform. Now, over the weekend, I saw this clip basically floating around. Now, over this clip, you might have noticed that this was floating around, and a whole bunch of people are lined up in front of what appears to be a Chase Bank. Now, why are all these people lined up in front of a Chase Bank? Are they having a two-for-one sale or something? Is there some crazy promotion happening? No, apparently people over here appear to be abusing the ATMs in order to siphon and commit wire fraud. All for clout on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, this is to a point where, look, I think in the last couple of years, watching people on the internet commit felonies online has kind of almost desensitized me. But every once in a while, you find some brazen level of stupidity like this that you just kind of have to laugh at in a video. So over the weekend, there was something known as the TikTok infinite money glitch trend, I guess, going around, where a whole bunch of users had found out a very big secret at Chase Bank.
Yesterday, reports emerged about a supposed glitch with Chase ATMs, where people were able to withdraw large amounts of cash. As this went viral, many were curious about how this so-called glitch worked, but there wasn't a clear explanation.
I'm trying to understand how to protect myself, but no one is explaining part of it, like getting like tens of thousands of dollars. I don't understand how they're doing that.
Oh, honey, I'll answer that. It's called check fraud, and it's been around a lot longer than TikTok. Hell, it's been around a lot longer than the internet. So let's talk about what check fraud actually is, okay? So basically, what was happening over the weekend was on camera, okay, in front of everyone, people were giving this salient advice, okay? Basically, you grab a check, a big checkbook, all right, or any check, really. You write yourself a check for, I don't know, something like $40,000, all right? You might be like, whoa, but Muda, I don't have $40,000. This is not the point, okay? You write a big-ass check like that, and you send it to your account, okay? So what happens is your account says, oh my God, you have $40,000 coming in. So basically the way that they would do it is they would use the mobile app on their smartphone and like cash the check in mobily, right? So it would reflect as $40,000 in your account. And what people had done was they basically went to the ATMs and they basically took out as much money as they could. So they were just taking large amounts of cash out. And then lo and behold, over the weekend, once business hours kicked in, oh, did Chase Bank wake up and remind people how fucked they are? For instance, this one guy wakes up and just sees this issue. Uh-oh, due to ATM error, they just took back all the money they got away from him. So this guy's account effectively went negative $39,000 after attempting the Chase money glitch for himself. Now, if you want to know Uncle Muda's idea of a money glitch, get a YouTube channel, all right? Get it into the monetization system, build up a community, and produce family channel content, okay? There's just something about these channels on the internet where it just literally like our son's first day at a new school. Bro, 2 weeks ago, 9.4 million views. Bro, people line up to watch families have fun on the internet. 24 hours with 5 kids on a road trip. 36 million views 8 years ago? Yeah, you know what this is? This is actually being in hell, all right? This person went through hell for 36 million views. And of course, if you're a content creator, a commentary channel, then you can also rag on some of these channels for their neglectful practices towards their children in a commentary video. Everyone effectively wins unless you're the child involved in these videos. Then there's not really any winning for you, okay? Oh my God, my kids are getting older. It's okay. Just pump more out. Boom, you got a whole new season right there. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of family channel content for making fun of later down the road on YouTube because it's gotten a little bit worse. But to go back to the TikTok money glitch, what the TikTokers were doing was not a money glitch. That was something known as check kiting or check fraud. So according to the Cornell Law School, kiting or check kiting is defined as the practice of covering a bad check from one bank account to another. Persons with multiple bank accounts use this advantage because it takes multiple days to process checks. The checks have been deposited increases the fund available. The act of kiting is illegal. So the way that this works is effectively when you send a check, it takes a few days for anything to clear. Even if you have like, even if you do like authorize like drafts, for instance, they still have to call up the bank and make sure that a manager is there so they can like authorize drafts or really anything financial related, especially when you're moving money from institution to institution. So when you write like a $40,000 check to somebody, you basically get like, in Canada at least, in some bank accounts, depending on who you have, you get like $1,700 that you have an access to. It will take 3 to sometimes 5 days at the latest for the full amount you send to come through. See, if the bank account that you're sending $40,000 from doesn't fucking have $40,000, the receiving institution isn't going to credit the account with that money. In fact, they'll probably open up an inquiry into wondering who's writing bad checks that can't be cashed. So even in the worst case scenario, if you have some of those funds available, people just grab them and remove them from the account. But what will happen is if the money hasn't reached there, any money that you've taken out, even if it was accessible, would be reported as a negative to your actual account. And it's not just your money being gone, it's the fact that you actually committed a full-on felony against the actual bank, and lo and behold, they will actually take you to court over it. What's funny too is like when you actually look at like TikTokers, they give some of the worst advice when it comes to finance or anything. Now, one of the things that I saw immediately when searching for infinite money glitch was this guy where he's like, when you realize you can open an LLC, take out a loan, pay yourself, then declare bankruptcy. Hashtag lawyer, hashtag attorney. Now, obviously, in this person's defense, if you go to their bio, they say it's comedy and parody. Probably put that first. But if you thought that this is a real glitch, if the bank knowingly gives you money into your LLC when you tell them, yeah, I'm just going to pay myself and go insolvent, then that's the bank's fault. But if you lie to the bank at any point, you are committing fraud against a financial institution. And that not only can be bad for you financially, you might lose some years of your life dodging prison showers at some point. Here's a TikTok business coach posting actual advertisement on how she commits fraud, apparently. So watch this. How to get high credit limits. All right, let's watch this.
How to get high credit card limits. Let's go. So the first thing you want to do is you want to sign up for QuickBooks. Then you want to go ahead and send yourself an invoice. Since I have multiple LLCs, I'm going to send my other LLC an invoice for $2,100. And I'm going to put the limit there. And I'm going to put how much or what it's for there. And then I'm going to send it over. Once I receive the invoice, I will then pay it off with the credit card I want to increase my limits with. It will then deposit into my bank account. Once I get the money in my bank account, I will then pay off the credit card with the same exact money. Once I pay off the credit card, I will do this a couple times, and I will then call my bank and ask them for a credit limit increase because my limits are too low. A bonus is that QuickBooks will also give you funding because it looks like you're making sales on their platform.
Like in the middle of it, she just admits at the end, yeah, this is actually fraud. QuickBooks will give you $40,000 because it'll look like you're making sales on the platform. Not just committing fraud against the credit institution, but against the fucking platform. I don't understand these business coaches. Like, the people that follow them, and like, listen, it's okay to be stupid and not know something, but this is such clear case fraud that I have no idea how, like, anybody isn't, like, laughing, because this chick is immediately gonna get audited, and she's gonna get taxed for apparent sales that she wasn't really making in this situation, right? So, yeah, this is effectively just credit card. This is, like, credit fraud in general, okay? This is just fraud happening. She's got multiple LLCs she's just, like, running money through. And, yeah, these are TikTok business coaches. That is by far the smartest financial coach that I've ever seen on the platform. And that's saying something. But it's also like wild to me that people are so brazen in committing actual felonies and then thinking that maybe they're going to get away with it by just posting it on the internet. And look, there's a grim reality that probably you'll get away with it because there's just so many fishes to go after. And usually law enforcement chases after the largest of fishes, not usually somebody on TikTok who's just, you know, kiting money like this whatsoever, or people who are committing this Chase bank fraud. But maybe that'll be different, because if it's one thing I know about banks, is they don't care about like any of this nonsense. So for instance, somebody writes so many wire fraud convictions and some guy writes doubtful. So obviously, you know, one of the users here types wrong. Think about it. Depending on the amount, the account is now negative and people who have very little money are not going to pay it back. The only way to get their money back is to go to collections, which can take time and be a tricky road. If they mark it as fraud, this creates a huge problem for people because it's already making it a crime. Then on top of that, they go on a list and they won't be able to open a new account. Many more problems will pop up, but I can tell you that these people will not get away with it. Banks never just leave money on the table, and the most efficient way to get their money back is to go after these people legally. Did you know that depositing a fraudulent check intentionally or even unintentionally by being scammed results in your account being closed and reported for the bank 99% of the time? And that is entirely true. The banks do not leave anything free on the table, and even if you are somebody that's getting scammed, there's even a good chance that your bank will get flagged, and you'll have to go through a million different headaches before you even get back to normality when it comes to the financial system. So yeah, over the weekend, a whole bunch of TikTokers discovered this crazy money glitch, which wasn't really a money glitch, it's just actual wire fraud happening in front of our eyes right now. And I think it's laughable that some people think that they can magically get away with it, when in reality, no. Now, this poses the question, why is this exclusively just TikTok, okay? It's almost like TikTok is a containment vector for the world's stupidity on the internet. For instance, I've never seen this issue on like Instagram Reels. I've never seen actual blatant wire fraud being advertised like this on YouTube Shorts. It's literally only on TikTok that over the weekend you can see the stupidest stuff actually flourish, and the platform takes its sweet time before they jump in and get rid of all of this content. And usually, only when it's actually hit headlines and people have gotten their laugh out of it and people are actually unknowingly committing fraud because of it. Now, before we go into it and go like, but Muda, do you feel bad about this for the people who are unknowingly going to have a bunch of legal issues? The answer is no. I understand nowadays with the economy that things are obviously not entirely great for a lot of people that are working hours upon hours of their life to make what used to be a decent living, now unfortunately just covers their rental payments, is something I do not have sympathy for, because even at like the worst, you know, I knew of something known as wire fraud. I knew about check fraud. I knew about actually stealing money. And what I learned about stealing money or actually researching people that have stolen money is that when it comes to your bank, they know more about you than you yourself. Imagine being stupid enough to write a bad check to an institution that has most of your personal information ready to go. The fact that these people committed this crime, and some of them even posted it on the internet, knowing full well that they were teaching other people to be participant of a crime knowingly, just shows me, A, they were stupid enough and willing to be caught. And that situation, all I can do is sit back and laugh at the folly of man at this point. That's pretty much what I get down to in this situation. Now, if you were somebody that decided to jump down this road and purchase, or not purchase, but do check fraud, because you thought, oh, maybe there's like a glitch in the system. Do you really think the bank is gonna leave money sitting there for free? No, they're gonna reverse it. Dude, a kid with leukemia could have come out and done this, and the bank still would have taken that kid to court, okay? That kid could be on his terminal deathbed, and the bank would still want to take everything away from them, okay? Whatever they have left. Banks are ruthless, and that's one thing a few TikTokers over the weekend had to figure out. Now, obviously, there are other things that I've seen on TikTok. Like, for instance, this one was pretty funny. Turn $5 into 500. He takes a Balenciaga logo and just puts it through, like, a printer. And he's like, these brands are scamming you. Well, if you want to save yourself $500, I don't think that's a bad idea. Just don't sell it on the street. That's a lawsuit you're waiting to get. I love how this one guy's like, is not scam, since they provide the idea plus the quality. What quality? They were bought from these brands. This dude's making one-to-one shit. Plus, most important, the feeling of being part of it. Oh, this guy's one of them, huh? Now, of course, this is just check fraud. I did want to end the video with one thing that I saw kind of scary. Over the last couple days, apparently, there was like a blackout challenge that was coming out. And apparently there's a lawsuit headed towards TikTok because of a challenge that started 17 years ago where people would inadvertently give themselves like oxygen deprivation and knock themselves out from having a lack of oxygen. Now, if you're a child, I'm just going to remind you, if you're watching this video by any mistake, somewhere the algorithm threw you in the wrong part of the hood, don't be choking yourself, because that will lead to serious bodily harm and or death, okay? Again, it literally is just this one platform that leaves this shit wide open for excess. I don't know why that is, but it is. Ladies and gentlemen, today I got to show you TikTokers committing blatant wire check fraud on the internet. It's like they thought that check fraud was new. They actually thought they were doing something new. Fucking glitch my ass, bro. So stupid. Oh, I'm out.